Bloomberg on the Economy with Mike McKee and Sarah Eisen.
And Edes is our friend from Tufts University. He's been a regular on the program, professor of economics there, but he is Greek and he is keeping a close eye on what is going on there. And what is going on now seems to be, Yiannis, a bit of a game of chicken between the folks at Syriza, who finished second, and not only the other political parties in Greece, but the European Union.
Good morning. Yes, thank you. Well, that's true, although we don't know how far he can see, you know, as far as getting concessions from the European Union is concerned. So I think the way I read him is, you know, he's drunk, or they are drunk. That's another issue for a moment.
We're talking Alex Tsipras, the head of the Syriza party.
It's not a very unified party. It's a fractious coalition of 11 or 12 different, units or ideas. And, in fact, you know, the press has put it, I think aptly that, he may be easier for him to agree with other partners in politics than it is to agree with the people in his own party. So, that is a problem. He's just joking for power, and he's really within the broad area of the left, I think. And obviously, he thinks, probably not unreasonably, unfortunately, that he will win a bigger share of the vote if Greece goes to another election soon.
And if that happens, Yiannis, then what?
Well, that's the trouble. The trouble is that the way they talk, and I have no reason to discount their words, they talk totally irresponsibly. I mean, let's put aside at the moment the obvious possibility that if Greek political parties are united, if they can have a coalition government of all the parties except for the Nazis, obviously, and they had a unified position, and they go to Brussels and they say, look, these terms are just too harsh. Let's give us another year. I think that's possible. But the notion that give us money to hire another 100,000 people, that's obviously absurd, and it's not going to happen. And I think that is where Tsipras and Syriza simply don't get it. That if people lend you all this money in order to fix up things, and you say, no, I'm going to hire another 100,000 people, public employees, you obviously signal that you don't get it. And I think the other parties in the possibility of an emerging coalition recognize that quite another thing to say things, quite another thing to extract lessening of the terms of the harshness from Brussels and the IMF, that is which is not clear to the public. The public just doesn't understand that it's impossible, or a big part of the public doesn't understand it's impossible to hire back an additional 100,000 people.
Well, we'll continue the conversation and find out what more might be possible with Yiannis Ioannidis from Tufts University. When we come back here on The Economy, I'm Michael McKee, along with Carol Masser. You're listening to Bloomberg Radio. Economics there about the latest in Greece, and we're waiting, Professor, for word from the president's palace there, whether Karolis Papoulias, the president, is able to put together some sort of unity government. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. If it does not, obviously they would call new elections, but in the meantime, what happens?
Well, I mean, that's the absolutely troubling prospect, that there are pressing decisions to be made. And most importantly, the international press had not really picked up a very alarming set of news that the current prime minister, you know, the caretaker prime minister, Lucas Papademos, had informed the president of the republic, and the president of the republic informed the political leaders that there is a dire economic and, in fact, political and management situation developing. Namely, he didn't use the word bank run, but he said there's excessive withdrawal of deposits. Bloomberg ran a story last Thursday about how the Bank of Greece has distributed a lot more banknotes than they normally do, like an excess 20 billion euro. So there is practically a bank run in Greece. And consequently, the government is needed as soon as possible, any kind of government that can run the country with credibility, and that can only be a political government. And I think, personally, I think there will be a government by the end of the day, possibly excluding the number two party, Syriza, and Mr. Tsipras, because he feels he will gain more by being outside. And I think they are going to have to swallow the political noise and protest that he will agitate in order to run the country at least until the next elections. But the situation is obviously very bad. The mood of the people is terrible. There's a sense of impending doom. And economics doesn't work when people panic, when people lose their hope, you know, their expectations collapse. So I think there will be a government, but it cannot tackle the real decisions. The real decisions are structural reforms, make the country more competitive. Even if Mrs. Merkel decided that you know, let's inflate a little bit to help the South, Greece hasn't done the reforms which are necessary in order to be able to gain, in order for its economy to be able to gain from a change in the in the general macro situation in the EU.
Yiannis, for any government running Greece at this point, I mean, they all face very, very difficult choices here. I mean, obviously, these austerity measures are needed in order to keep money coming into the country. At the same time, I'm looking at a story that talks about Greece bracing for further drop in foreign tourists. They're talking about maybe a fall of around 20% to 30% for May and June. I mean, there's nothing coming in terms of revenue into that country. So what is the right balance, no matter who is in power, between austerity and spending? Because you're going to need some kind of spending.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, this, you know, tourism is, you know, Greece's biggest export, and it's just collapsing. So, of course, austerity is a word that in this case means, you know, that you have to, you know, take care of your finances. But the real problem in Greece is the structural issues, the lack of competitiveness. That is the real problem, and tourism is a classic example of that, that Greece is not competitive. Greece is too expensive, and this has to change. And how do you change that? Well, reduce your prices, but also improve the quality of your product, the quality of the services. Marshalling those kinds of resources at a national level is what a good government can do, and that's why this prolonged lack of a good government can be very harmful in the, obviously, you know, immediately, but also in the longer run.
In this case, though, if you could make the argument that devaluing would help because it would make Greece cheaper to visit, but that's not really the issue.
Exactly.
Well, how do they go about making themselves more competitive, you know, for tourists at this point? What's missing?
What is missing is a sense that we compete with others on this. People don't come to us because of the beautiful weather alone, because of the antiquities. What's missing is a sense that we have to provide something that is attractive, more attractive than what others provide, money included. Perhaps new markets in tourism, perhaps new ideas in tourism, you know, longer seasons, better culture. And one thing, by the way, just one thing I shouldn't forget, is making the place more friendly for cruises, which was one of the singular failures of the PASOK government, that all kinds of, you know, nonsense measures that made cruise companies made for cruise companies very difficult to call in Greece. And a cruise is just, you know, one instance.
I mean, how much would this kick in to the Greek economy, Yiannis, in your view, and how quickly would it?
You mean tourism or cruises?
Yeah, well, a little bit of all of that. If you said if they were doing things different in terms of policy,
I think what needs to be done is to a sense that things are starting, and then expectations will slowly start recovering.
I mean, tone and sentiment.
Yes. And when everything is going down and everybody is depressed and everybody says, okay, the only solution is, okay, if it comes to exiting the euro, fine, you know, we'll do that. In fact, there are strange sentiments going around, like, this is another challenge for us, we'll cope with that. Which, of course, is not a bad attitude to have in a bad situation. But I can't see how the country can be run, you know, with the minds of people like Mr. Tsipras and his advisors, who seem to be totally, totally out of it. They don't know where they're
looking. We'll find out soon. Yannis Ioannidis, thank you very much from Tufts University. Coming up,
listen to Bloomberg on the Economy weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011.